This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
During the hearing, you would have had all the time in the world for the FBI. It would have been fine. Now, the FBI, as you know, did investigate this time, as they have five or six other times.
That was the president today talking about Kavanaugh and the timing of the women coming forward, particularly Dr. Ford, who is, of course, testifying on Thursday morning. And this is what all the buzz is across the nation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who better to talk to about this than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Hey, Ellen.
Well, I'll tell you, it's crazy because, of course, the president thinks that this is all put up by the Democrats. But in fact, where you have people coming out, and now there's a woman that basically says that in the 1990s, you know, less than 20 years ago, or 19 years ago, that he got very drunk and assaulted her when she was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what's interesting here is, I think, first of all, you know, people are riveted by this. They want to know what's going on because of, as you just said, another accuser. If you add it all up, there's like now four. And for the Republicans, you know, you got like Chuck Grassley saying the Kavanaugh hearing's going to go on, even though there's these allegations. The Republicans are in an interesting position, aren't they, depending on what the outcome of this is?
Well, it's interesting because the fact is that if Kavanaugh does not get confirmed, the president is looking at a woman who
yep.
is a total right-wing. I mean, she's a very religious right-wing person, and she would make Kavanaugh look liberal.
Yes, so there you go. That's what would happen by default. So we'll see. By the way, we have Senator Gillibrand. Let's hear what she had to say, Ellen. Here's what she said earlier today.
First of all, this is not a trial. We are not trying to convict anyone. There's not a standard of innocent until proven guilty. Ms. Blasey Ford does not have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. We're not sending someone to jail here. We are trying to assess the credibility of Judge Kavanaugh and whether he has the integrity, whether he has the honesty, whether he's trustworthy enough to be a Supreme Court justice and to have a lifetime appointment.
So there you go. And we just talked about it. The president defending Kavanaugh on a number of different tangents that he went on. It was a crazy press conference. We'll talk about that in a minute. But she's absolutely right, Senator Gillibrand, on what she's saying. This isn't a trial.
Well, it isn't a trial. And the fact is that he already has a lifetime appointment as a federal judge. So you're talking about, of course, position at the highest court in the land. But
yeah.
The fact is that it is not a trial, and the question is he telling the truth? Now, of course, some Democrats have been putting out a lot of information saying that when he was actually questioned to be a federal judge, he did not tell the truth. So I honestly don't know. I'm not him. I'm not a senator. I don't know what's really going on, but I know it's not pretty.
Yeah, and what wasn't pretty, too, is strange. The president had a very rare solo press conference from the United Nations in New York City.
Oh, he
and he answered
did.
Questions from reporters for more than an hour and 20 minutes. Wow, that was crazy. And even at one point, there was he was asked a question, and he referred to the reporter, the person asking the question, as Mr. Kurd.
Well,
did you see that?
So interesting, of course. Yes, I saw the whole thing. Actually, we have a reporter at the United Nations, and I decided to let him go because he'd never really been to a press conference before. So he went, I didn't, as they only had one slot available. But I watched the whole thing on TV. Of course, he didn't get a question in. And what's fascinating about this is not only did it go on, but then he went after the New York Times. But then he allowed the New York Times to ask a question.
Yeah. And it was just kind of all over the map. Like I said, the Kurd thing, by the way, for people listening, he was referring to that Kurdish journalist as Mr. Kurd. And then that kind
right.
of exploded
well, yes,
from there.
No, and,
yeah.
and it was interesting. I mean, the Kurdish journalist asked him a very good question about what was going on in Kurdistan. And didn't really get I didn't think he got a decent answer, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I guess it was just one of those moments where, you know, this is the eve of the Kavanaugh hearing, and he decided, you know, he's just going to talk, and he talked a lot about himself at that press conference, because I watched it, and that's what it was mostly about, I thought.
Well, but that's not, I mean, he gave a talk to the United Nations, as you know, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He talked about what he had done as president. Well, nobody in the world cares what happens inside the United States. They care about how the United States is going to relate to other countries.
Yeah, absolutely. Very strange. But there were some other things that actually happened, too, like the feds raised the interest rates right under our noses. So that's a big deal.
The feds are worried about the economy overcoming. And by the way, this is the Federal Reserve. It's not part of the feds as we think of the feds. It's totally separate. And they raised the interest rates a quarter of a point. That's the overnight rate, basically, what a bank will charge to borrow or what a bank is charged, to borrow money. And then they can raise the interest rates however high they want. But, of course, they're competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I know that you're going to be paying attention tomorrow to what's happening at that hearing. I think everybody listening to the show is. Ellen Ratner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so as I said, you know, here at America Tonight, I always echo the sentiment, and I really mean it. I've been doing this for a decade. Hard to believe, huh? Time flies. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Don't call yourself anything. You don't have a label. Which is perfect, perfectly fine on this show, but have an opinion. If you want to throw out your opinion on what you think the outcome is going to be, certainly give us a jingle at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's the best way that you can jam in on that. So more on the Kavanaugh question. He said, the president said, I think it's ridiculous. It's a con game they're playing. The Democrats are playing this game. This is disgraceful. It's disgraceful to the country. I think you'll see it in the midterms. People are wise to it. It's a con game. He is a high quality person. They are bringing people out of the woods. They can do it to anyone. They can do it to anyone except for Prime Minister A, because he's so pure. They can do it to anybody. What are they doing? It is really, really sad. He said, if you look at this lawyer that just came out, he's a lowlife. He represented Democrats. Nobody ever talks about that. He's a Democratic lawyer. Not a very good one, but he is a Democratic lawyer. And then he just went on to talk more about the con game and said hopefully over the next couple of days it'll be settled and solved and we'll have Supreme Court justice. And that is ultimately what the big question is. Are we going to have a Supreme Court justice, or perhaps the woman who, as Ellen said, who is much more conservative, does she step in? Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hopefully I won't have to do it as a replacement, because hopefully this is going to go very well on Thursday. It's going to go very well on Monday or Saturday or Sunday or whenever they vote. But I could pick a woman, and she could have charges made from many years ago also. I can't tell you. I have to watch tomorrow. I have to read. I just heard about one a little while ago. I can tell you her lawyer is a lowlife, okay? So I can't tell you whether or not they're lies until I hear them. I don't know what happened today because I've been very busy with Japan, with South Korea, with China, and about 7 other countries.
That was the president today giving a press conference, a long one, outside of the UN, over an hour. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So a lot of interesting nuggets coming from that. A lot of the conversation was about Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh, by the way, denying the 2 additional accusations to the Senate Judiciary Committee. So now it's about the questions you face under oath. It's about what will happen as this moves forward. And what are some of the questions that are going to come out? Well, I mean, obviously, we're going back to what happened initially with Dr. Ford. So, you know, he repeatedly has said in his Fox News interviews that he wants a fair process. So if a large number of senators do end up believing her, one of the things that will come out of this is one of the questions will be, would you withdraw your nomination? And heading into this a few days ago, he was not going to do anything like that. But would it change depending on what's said there? You know, what Dr. Ford says, as a judge. So you would think, does he want the committee to hear testimony from just the named witness in the account, Mark Judge, because he could theoretically get him out of that or exonerate him because he would have been there. Because clearly she said in what happened that Mark Judge was there. So he is a key cog in what happens here. So I would think that's exactly what Judge Kavanaugh would want, because if he was there, let's hear what he says, and that's part of what her prepared testimony is. So her prepared testimony was released, and in the testimony, she talks about Mark Judge. She talks about, what she remembers of that night at a day of swimming at the club and going to a small gathering. And then she said there were four boys, and Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, this PJ Smith, and some other boy's name that she couldn't remember. And she said she doesn't remember all the details of how they came up with this impromptu party, because that's what you do, and that's what happened a lot in the summer, which I get, and we all get that. But specifically, she says, people were drinking beer in a small living room on the first floor of the house. She said she drank one beer that night, and she said Brett and Mark were drunk. It was early in the night. They went when she went up a narrow set of stairs from the living room to the second floor to use the bathroom, which she got at the top, she was pushed into a bedroom. And she couldn't see who pushed her, but she said they both came in, locked the door behind them. Music was playing loud in the room, super, super loud. And then she says then that's when she was assaulted, and then gave some details, specific details about that, and then says that Mark Judge came over and jumped in the bed twice while that was happening. And at the last time that happened, he toppled over, and then Brett Kavanaugh was no longer on top of her, so she got out of the room, ran out, locked herself in the bathroom, boom, the party resumes, and then it's done, and she gets out of the house. So I would think, yeah, Mark Judge would be somebody that they would want to hear from, and as far as I know, his name has been mentioned as going to be there or any of that. So, this is going to be a lot of recall. This is going to be a lot of here's what happened, here's what we saw. It could be what other classmates remembered. If you look at classmates, it kind of lines up on both sides from everything that I've read, although I'm not privy to everything, of course, that they have on the Hill, certainly to that was released. And I got a copy of that along with some other reporters and people, I'm sure other people across the nation, when it came out. So, and going through it, it was very specific, some of the details. And especially, like I mentioned, his name is pretty prominent. What does he have to say? Let's hear what that's about. And as far as other people coming forward, you have people defending him that went to school with him, and you have other people that are saying contradictory things. I mean, men, too. So it's pretty complex and at times contradictory, which... that's not surprising. What will ultimately be is the scrutiny that goes on here and what the decision is in the end. To move forward, to approve him, to go in a different direction. I've asked people who really eyeball this kind of stuff, meaning they're in similar, not for Supreme Court justice, but they're in similar situations in when there's allegations and when there's suits moving forward, etc. And I asked a couple people who are lawyers specifically, kind of schooled in this, if you will, to handicap it, and they're reluctant to do it because there's so many unknowns. So I guess what we'll find out in the hearing is some of those unknowns, perhaps, and how it plays out and what it looks like to those that vote, and those that vote realize that this could look really, really bad. So what they decided to do was add a woman who is, her name's Rachel Mitchell, and she was tapped by the Republicans to question the Supreme Court nominee and one of the accusers, which is Dr. Ford. She runs a special victims division in Arizona, has never been involved in any kind of a high-profile case or had national media attention, but this is what she does. And because all the senators, the Republican senators, felt like it was just a white wall of senators with lining up, and how would that look? And so just to not get into any trouble with this, to bring somebody from the outside in, this is the Republicans saying this. So you can imagine that, I don't know, you can imagine how this is going to play out. But she does this for a living. She understands the questions. She knows the directions to go. So that could be a super positive thing, really, honestly, for, even though it's very strange in a sense when you're handed this curveball, but it makes sense, the optics of it, right, and how it'll all play out. So the president is standing by Brett Kavanaugh, the judge. You heard that in the beginning. We talked about that. He said that he did say that there was some uncertainty. He did say that he can be persuaded to believe Brett Kavanaugh's accusers. He did say that he let the process play out and was open to withdrawing the nomination if he thought he was guilty. You know, Trump said, if I thought he was guilty. So this is a we'll see. This is what happens when it is played out. I mean, this is very different. These two wouldn't have seen each other since the 80s when she was 15 and he was 17. And, you know, this is a hearing room in the U.S. Senate where our elected officials decide a very important position, a lifetime appointment, deciding the future of what happens next based on what happened a long time ago, by the way, in the past. So that's what is hanging in the balance. A lot is hanging in the balance. And a lot is hanging in the balance, I think, for her and her family, for some of what they've had to deal with. So in a sense, it's like we're going back to high school and many, many decades later. Many decades later. And Mark Judge's former girlfriend, by the way, did say she's ready to talk to the FBI and the Judiciary Committee, that she, you know, if that's what it takes, that she'll do it. Because she's alleged to have been present. So what will she have to say if that, in fact, happens? Mm. All right, we're dipping out. I'll meet you on the other side here on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At
After a third woman came forward with allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump went on the attack.
I think people are going to see that in the midterms, what they've done to this family, what they've done to these children, these beautiful children of his, and what they've done to his wife. And they know it's a big, fat con job.
Trump said, due to the testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee concerning the Kavanaugh nomination, he may delay his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But as far as the special counsel's investigation, there was no collusion or obstruction.
Unless you call obstruction the fact that I fight back. I do fight back. I really fight back. I mean, if you call that obstruction, that's fine.
Turning to the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, the president's not happy.
I'd rather pay down debt or do other things, create more jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Some toast and some Marmite. Back up into the corner, spoiling for a fight. Kicking up the fuss pots, hanging from the lamps. Avoiding everyday jobs, pulling off your pants. Skipping through the tripwires, rolling up the hills. Taking lots of liberties and lots of little pills. Everything you never needed, I think we're all agreed. It's all to your advantage in terms of ease.
And we're rocking back into this show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big fat reminder for all of you. You keep asking me, when are we doing Nail the Score? When are we doing Nail the Score? We try to keep it the same day, but with crazy schedules, it doesn't always work out that way. But I prefer that we do it next. Yes, we do it in this show, and I've been talking about that. So for everybody who was asking me, I made sure I got back to all of you, like Rod, like Giselle, like Thomas. So you know what to do. Either ring me up in the next segment when we reveal the game of the week, or shoot me a quick email, because you have that 10-minute hold to do that at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and boom. Just say what team you're picking and what you think the final score is going to be. All right, so this is a segment as we swing into something else here, because we know this Kavanaugh stuff. Look, we're talking about it the rest of the week. There's that hearing that happens on Thursday morning. The world is watching. It will be talked about over and over again, of course, because so much is to be determined here, and it's really split. I mean, we live in a polarized society, so it's not shocking that you got all kinds of people lining up all over the place. I just want to hear what's said. That's what I want to hear. I want the hashtag, let me pay attention and listen. I want to listen to what's being said and really process this instead of processing the noise of the, you know, of the op-eds that are flying around all over the place, which makes sense because that's what you do for a living, just like this show, right? It's about opinions. But I think there's so many facts that are left out of this that need to be nailed down. So let's hear what is said when that, you know, when that, when Dr. Ford testifies and then when Judge Kavanaugh testifies. And really, I'll say it again, so much is at stake here. Look, this is the highest court in the land. I don't have that honor of serving on it. You don't have that honor of serving on it. It would be an incredible privilege to be in that position. And think of Supreme Court rulings that have altered lives throughout our lives and before we were born. And after we're gone, if there's a reason, the founding fathers, the three branches of government, why is it set up the way it's set up? So I stand by the Constitution. I stand by the way the government is set up. And to me, it's a big damn deal, honestly, seriously, as to who gets the Supreme Court justice seats. I mean, to be able to appoint a Supreme Court justice as a president is an incredible honor. And so this is serious. It's serious to me. So let's hear it. Let's bring it and find out what, you know, what the, you know, what the outcome ultimately is. Better to have that than to have all these accusations and no accountability or conversation or anything, just to let them go. It was smart to do this. It was smart to have this, hearing on Thursday, and it was smart to frankly bring in the woman that they brought in that has the experience, because it doesn't look, it just doesn't look right, right? And then there's lots of jokes. It's easy to make jokes on that, but if I'm pulling the strings there and I'm figuring out what, when this is being thrown out, what am I going to do? Because now it goes from, we're not just questioning him, his past, vetting him. We now have this chunk of information. What is the deal? You know, and if this really happened, then he doesn't belong on the court. If there is something that can be proven that somehow something was misconstrued, which seems odd based on some of what I heard, doesn't make sense, right? But let's hear it. Let's hear what's said. You know, I hate to completely annihilate someone, obliterate a life when you don't know what, when they don't have their due. Either one have their due. So now that he was, you know, now that he was picked as the nominee by the president, then this is the due process. So to me, that part of it makes sense. This part of it is necessary. It's necessary. I don't care if you're conservative, liberal. Come on, we can all agree on that, right? Yeah, we can agree that we want to see how this plays out. We want to know what has happened here, I guess, as the best you can know. So anyway, odds and ends. We know everybody's watching this. We know that there were 1,600 men that put an ad in a newspaper for Dr. Ford. We know there are conservative women who organized a pro-Kavanaugh rally. So we know that you've got people lining up on all sides of this. Like I said, this is the common denominator, because we are always in the massive tug of war. So there's not overwhelmingly one, and there's not overwhelmingly the other, although it's an unofficial kind of headcount, because how can you do that? And the president did say that he's going to watch the Senate hearing featuring one of the women, Dr. Ford, who accused his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Kavanaugh, of sexual assault. And he did say, if he has to go in a different direction, he will. He's supporting him, but he's saying he's open to seeing what happens. And this was just a little tiny slice. You know, he said, it's possible I'll hear something and be persuaded. He said it, the president. And he said, hey, I'll change my mind. I can't tell you, I have to watch and see what happens. All right. In the meantime, a couple of other things that are happening in the world, believe it or not. This is pretty wild. You know, the whole Papa John's fallout that's happened. The Papa John's International is not saying anything, but there was a report that popped out on Wednesday saying they sent out information about an auction to sell itself to other companies. Reuters actually broke the story. I saw it when it broke. And what they're saying is they're denying this report. They're just saying they're denying the report that the chairman, John Shatner, who is Papa John's face, reached out to an equity firm, a private equity firm, to help in trying to buy the pizza chain, right? So, I don't know. It seems strange because he owns 30% of the company, and he was ousted as chairman in July after a report surfaced that he used the N-word during a media training, and then that just shifted things, and they lost, the stock lost a chunk. So it, would it be so far-fetched that that would be shopped around? I would say no, it's not. He's got two lawsuits against the company in Delaware where it's incorporated, and then another seeking his removal and banishment from the Louisville headquarters. So what does that mean? You know, Papa John's has a lot of chains. It's got about 120,000 workers worldwide, including at franchise stores and about 1,200 in Louisville where they're from. The stock price has dumped about 32% over the past year, but it's edged up a little bit on Wednesday. So it took a hit after this happened. And like I said, it wouldn't be shocking to me if they were trying to kind of shop it around because of that, but just denying it anyway, not wanting that to necessarily get out. This is a big deal. How about Uber? Uber agreed to pay $148 million over a data breach that they had and to keep quiet, basically. They agreed to pay that to settle cases in 50 states related to what happened in 2016. It affected 50 million global customers and 7 million drivers. You know, this is like all too normal, right? We wake up, we're under the covers, and who knows who's stolen our information. So, but Uber really stood out because of that CEO who was the CEO then, and the fact that they paid the hackers responsible for that breach $100,000 to keep quiet and destroy the data, you know, the data that they had. And then they waited a year before publicly saying it. So you didn't know. It's like, okay, we'll give you the money. Just destroy it. And then, oh, I guess now we're going to tell everyone that there was this exposure there. So that was bad juju on their part. Of course they're going to get sued for that. And they did get sued because it's a cover-up. So it's, you're violating the public's trust. Come on. I mean, that's pretty clear when you see that. So as part of the terms of the settlement, Uber's agreed to maintain better security practices led by a security officer who reports to the board of directors. Comply with state laws when you're talking about safeguarding consumer information and disclosing any data security incidents quarterly for 2 years, and have this corporate integrity program with a hotline to report misconduct and institute an annual code of conduct training. Wow, like this. So they just totally ripped it up and had to do that because of the fact that they had to settle this. And it was that bad. I mean, $140 million. But think of the information that would have been disclosed, because you've got a credit card in there with everything in it. That's the whole idea. You flip open the phone, you hit the Uber, you're off a plane, you're running around, you're getting an Uber somewhere, and there's no money exchanged because your information is already in their system. So that's a horrible breach. Terrible breach. All right, coming up next, we're going to the man cave doing that nail the score thing. So get ready to dial in to 855-266-5283 or hit me up through the miracle of the internet, katedelaneyradio.com. See you on the flip side.
What's up? What's up?
Mm-hmm.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I love this song. We are definitely going to the man cave. It is time for Nail the Score. Time to have some fun. Doesn't anybody want to win? Somebody wants to win. We've had a couple of winners in the 10 years that I've done this show, and we're due for another one. I know someone's going to rock it, and it could be you. Look, it's like playing bingo. It's numbers. So all, if you don't know anything about football, doesn't matter. All you are doing, my friends, is picking a side and then giving us a score. Boom, bada bing, just like that. A lot of people that are third shifters listening to the show, some of you listening to it the next day. Sadly, it's cool that you're on board the train and you're listening through TuneIn Radio or however you do it. I know somebody, Jake told me he gets an app. There's a TuneIn app and you can get the show that way and just go to America Tonight, download the shows that you missed. But you can't participate because if someone's up and they're listening, then they... need to have the cred for that. So you can go to katedelaneyradio.com. You click on contact. Tell me who you think's going to win in the score, and you're in. You're good till the top of the hour. So I'm going to just go right to the game. And the game is this one, my friends. How about this? It is a 1 o'clock kick Eastern. The Packers hosting the Bills at Lambeau Field. Now, this is a dangerous game for the Packers because Aaron Rodgers, who's all-world, plays incredible when he's injured. Hammy injury on one leg? A knee injury on the other? No problem. But my guys are dropping balls, and they're not where they're supposed to be. That's a problem. So the Packers are at home, and they're favored by 9.5 points. They're coming off of a loss to the Redskins. Remember, the last time they played at home is when they tied with the Vikings, and the opener where they came back and beat the Bears 24-23. That was just an incredible game for the Green Bay Packers because Aaron Rodgers was carted off the field, and it looked like, okay, nothing's happening there. And then the Bills. The Bills go with the rookie, Josh Allen, and they beat the Vikings. Minnesota, what is going on? They thought they were going to get free tacos out at one of the local food chains there, but no such luck for the Minnesotans because the Vikings got shellacked, humiliated at home when the Buffalo Bills beat them 27-6, and the Bills had lost their opener 47-3, and the next one 31-20 against the Chargers. So that's what we have working here, kind of the mystery of Green Bay, even though they're getting the cred as they should at home with a big number from the wise guys. It's the Packers and the Bills at Lambeau Field, kicks at 1 o'clock. If you want to play Nail the Score, like I said, you can shoot me that email, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, or you can jam on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and you might be a winner. We've had a few winners, I mentioned this already, in the past, but it's been a while since we've had a winner. So I'm hoping this time around we will have one. On that note, I'm going to go to you, the people, including Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
What in the Sam Hill's going on?
You got me. What is going on in the world in general? Yeah.
It's turned around.
What do you think, my friend?
I'm thinking
it is.
30,
it is.
I'm thinking 38-35 Pack.
Ooh, that's a good game. So Packers got it by just a couple of points, 38-35. All right, Pete, back to the bunker, as he likes to say. Thanks for the call. In the meantime, let's go out to Sharon in Maine. Wow, from Texas to Maine, where I'm sure it's starting to get cooler there. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you doing?
What's the weather like?
50s, 60s, something like that.
Oh, that's good weather. That's fall weather. We like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. What do you like the Packers in this one, or do you like the upset special from the Bills?
The upset special. 31-24
Bills.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I love it because you know what? You're going to hear what. Here's what Josh Allen actually. Sharon, thanks for that. We got you locked and loaded. Here's what Josh Allen, the young rookie quarterback for the Bills, had to say.
You know, I've heard nothing but great things about, you know, the environment in Lambeau, just the tradition that's been there. And the team that they got is, you know, really good. You know, they got the quarterback over there that you put him on any team, he's going to win football games. So, you know, we're going in there and just trying to prepare and have a good week.
All right, so he's saying the right things. What is he going to say? You know, it's what it's like playing at Lambeau. It's a good place to play, and we're going to go in there, we're prepared, and that's what you do each and every week, no matter who the opponent is, right? So in this case, this is going to be a true test for him. No question about that. He's going to have to find some pretty good targets, and he will. He did great last week over 515 yards passing, and he carried the ball 22 times for overall, 22 times he's carried the ball for 97 yards and a couple of touchdowns. So his stats, when you look at all his stats, the 500-some yards, a lot of those were because of last week. He just shredded the defense as the Vikings just seemed like they were invisible. It's absolutely crazy. 855-266-5283. I'm going to give you my guess. I think the Packers win this. But I do think it's not going to be a give me by any stretch of the imagination. I like Pete and Sharon both had pretty close guesses. I'm going to say that I think the final score is the Packers 31 to 27. Nathan, what do you say?
This is football, right? We're talking about American
That's right.
football.
That's right, American
okay.
football.
I just like to be fun. I'm going to say 28-24 pack.
Ooh, 28-24 pack. All right, so we got a bunch of Packers, and I've got a bunch of emails, too. You have just a minute or two to try to jump in if you're listening to my voice right now. You got to do it quickly. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And like I said, this, because of what happened with the Packers last week, because of some banged up players, especially Aaron Rodgers, although, you know, I do that fantasy football thing. Yeah. I got dragged into it by NBC, so I'm doing it. And he's my quarterback, so it's always a flip a coin. Is it going to be okay, or is it not going to be okay? All right, here's a couple of them. Here's one from Josh, who says, Kate could not get to the phone, you know what I'm saying, with the worky situation. So I like the Packers to win this one, but I think it's going to be some defense. I think it's going to be 28-21. Well, that's kind of like Nathan. And then here's one that just came in. This one is from Nancy. Hello, this is your friend Nancy from Texas. Haven't talked to you in a long time, Kate Delaney. I happen to hear you, and I'm going to say it is the Packers, and I like the Packers to win this game 38-21. I think there's a much bigger spread between the Packers and the Bills than the rest of you all are giving the Packers credit for. Duly noted, Nancy in Texas. Thanks to everybody who played. Remember, we're going to do it again next week, same time, same bat channel. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.